Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, and welcome to Women in Solutions. My name is Suzanne Marie, and I'm your host here. I'm so happy to have begun this radio show. Really, my hope is for that all of the women out there that you'd like to find solutions to a better way of life, I'm hoping this show will be the one for you. And I also hope that by listening, you'll find some peace within and happiness and balance within and a way to become your true authentic self. Just feel free to comment at medwoman58@yahoo.com or to my Facebook page, Women in Solutions. And today I have a friend who's sharing her experience with all of you. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Well, that's great. I'm happy to have you on the show. So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm a 50-year-old woman, a mother of three adults who recently just left everything behind, and a husband, a home, and pretty much almost all my belongings to start a new life.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been quite the experience for you. So do you feel pretty balanced today and about your life? Do you feel pretty good about things?
It's getting more that way. It was the way it happened. It probably should have happened 10 years before, and then it would have been easier because I would have done it more on my terms. But sometimes when you aren't listening to the powers that be, that God will just pluck you up and stick you where you need to be, and then it's a little more unnerving because you really, I don't know, you didn't do it on your own. It basically just happened for you. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense to me. So tell me a little bit about your upbringing and about how that was with your mom and dad and all of that.
Well, I was the oldest of two, and my sister's quite a bit younger than me, so I was almost like an only child. So my experience was much different than hers. It was a strict household for me, not for my sister. And when my mother married my father, she had to convert from the Lutheran church, to become a Catholic so she could marry him. And so I was pretty much kind of raised Catholic. You know, we'd go to church off and on, a little spotty, until I was in about third grade. You know, my parents would actually drop me off at the Sunday school, and then they would go to Mass, and then they'd pick me up. But then I noticed that third or fourth grade, my mother was talking to me about religion and was teaching me different things that I was hearing at CCD, which is the Sunday school, and I found it to be exceptionally confusing. I mean, just the Trinity alone was completely different. Are you still there?
I can only imagine. It must have been confusing for you growing up that way.
It was. Mm-hmm. So later on, we found out that my mom at that time was staying with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and that's where the contradiction to the Catholic religion came. But she didn't tell us. She kept it secretive. And once my father found out that she had converted to become a Jehovah's Witness, the household kind of split, even though he wasn't at all a staunch Catholic. Basically, when I went to a Mass, it was with my grandmother. So they really never took me to Mass. So I don't know why it was so important to him, but it was. And there was a lot of battling that took place. So I can just remember a lot of rift in the house centered around religion.
Right. You know, times were really different, too, back when I think you and I were growing up. I mean, it was really about, you know, the religion, and it was just different. You know, I grew up Methodist, which I think is a real generic religion, and my mother, she was a Sunday school teacher, and I mean, I think I only went to church just to be social. You know, I was in the choir, and it was different back then, you know, and so I can imagine how it would have been confusing for you going to Mass and then have your mother, you know, be a Jehovah's Witness. So how did you meet your husband? How did that happen?
Well, my husband, I was working for him. He's pretty much my first job out of school. I went to dental assisting program, and then he hired me. And so I thought we got to know each other really well because we worked side by side. But obviously, because I left, I didn't know him as well as I thought I had. But we did fall in love and ended up getting married. And at the time, I was studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses. And then he would teach me about Mormonism because he was a Mormon. So I was told that, you know, the only way you could really have a relationship with God is through a religious faith. So, you know, you kind of believe what your parents teach you, unfortunately. And so my mother told me there were only three religions that claimed to be true. That would be the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Catholics, and the Mormons. And I already knew I really didn't believe everything that the Catholic Church had to say, even though I was grateful for the teachings I had from it.
Right.
So I studied with the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, and then it just boiled down to, with the Jehovah's Witnesses, I was going to, if I joined, it would be out of fear, because if I didn't join, I'd cease to exist, because I already had too much information, if that makes sense, because I'd studied with them. Or the Mormons, who really don't believe in the hell. I mean, they believe in outer darkness and then like three, you know, degrees of heaven. So I thought, well, in the end, though, I felt like the reason I would join the church is to have a relationship with God. So I ended up becoming a Mormon and became totally engrossed in that faith for over 25 years.
Wow. It's amazing. And so you raised your children in the Mormon religion, right?
I did.
Yeah, that had to have had some comfort for you and a stability for you, that, you know, to just be in that same religion and to be, because Mormonism, I mean, that's a big religion there, you know, and so for you to have your whole family involved in that for all those years, that had to have been a comfort for you for a long time.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it was. They teach really nice morals, which is good when you have children. And, you know, contrary to belief, they do value women. So the girls were encouraged to go to college and, you know, respect themselves and make sure that everyone else does. I mean, that's what they teach them. So it was a good place for my children. But the thing was, it was also a mixed bag, because I worked very hard. I was very diligent in the church. I was very sincere. And I held a lot of leadership positions. Some of them were almost like a full-time job. So it split my attention, what I could have been giving to my children. And so that was a conflict. And also, we weren't really totally accepted, because my husband, even though he's raised in the church and all his family are Mormons, his family has a background there where his father was a bishop and was excommunicated for having an affair during, you know, his stint as a bishop. And, you know, it was kind of well known that my husband drank and that my son had ADD and so wasn't always well behaved. And my other two, you know, very active kids. So we weren't always really as accepted as I had wished we could have. So we were kind of on the outskirts of the of the social interaction. So I'm
right. I understand. And so, what do you think prompted you then to leave the Mormon religion? What prompted all of this?
Well, 10 years before I left, I was starting to become very discouraged with that. I, you know, was a leader and went to the temple, and I had some wonderful, beautiful, miraculous experiences in the temple, and I really believed it. But I seen that the church was becoming less spiritual and more, I don't know, they wanted to be accepted mainstream, and they were becoming more about rules instead of, it was more about the letter of the rule instead of the spirit of the rule, or the law, I should say. And I was becoming discouraged with that. But I stayed because it was a good place to raise my children. And when my family left, it was because one of my daughters got really sick. And she spent 3 months in the hospital at Children's. And I was told that by another mother that had a similar experience that she will feel abandoned. So, you know, like I just didn't want to deal with her, so I dumped her off there. And I didn't want my daughter to feel that way. So I was there almost 24/7. I would come home and sleep and then hit the road and go see her again. And I didn't realize my husband at the time was spreading rumors about me. And, you know, how the gossip goes. And so every once in a while, I'd go back to church, you know, just to visit. And I noticed that people that I raised my children with, people I had worked really closely with, people I considered my friends, felt really uncomfortable around me. And so I knew something was up. And eventually I just decided, you know, you go to church to connect with God and be with like-minded people. You don't go to make other people feel uncomfortable or to feel uncomfortable yourself. So I just walked away, and I actually did something that most people in that church don't do, is I actually wrote Salt Lake and asked that my records be removed, and I just completely become no longer a member. And so now they're really afraid of me because I'm an apostate. So a few still talk to me, but I pretty much lost my whole community.
Oh, my goodness. And so what's an apostate? What is that? Exactly.
It's a term in the church for someone that turns away from the church and then seeks out to destroy the church. Where I just left, and the only reason I had my records removed is because they keep come visiting me, and it would be because they were assigned to my home. And I know how hard these people work, and how much time they spend away from their families, and I just did not want to be a cause for them to be spending more time away from their family. I did it more for them.
Right. How interesting. Well, you know, there's really so many different spiritual paths, I think, that we can take. And I think that no matter what religion or what spiritual path that a person takes, I think that there's always something good that we take away from all of it. You know, I don't think there's anything negatory that we take away from any religion or any spiritual path. I think they are all good. And so it seems to me, when I'm listening to you speak, that, I mean, you have been through the Catholics, the Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, which is wonderful, mm-hmm. really, really and truly. It's a wonderful thing that you've gone through. And so you and your husband are no longer, you guys have separated?
We're divorced now, yes.
Are you? And so so what is your spiritual path now? Are you practicing any other spiritual ways? Or do you feel like you've made some kind of resolution at all to your life and what's been going on?
Well, I felt so hurt, which now I see as a gift. When they turned their back on me, and I kept trying to find a doorway in, and all the bridges had been burnt for me, I felt so hurt and so alone and so misjudged that I decided that I was going to go and find the craziest church out there and just sit there and learn how to accept the people there and their beliefs, not necessarily embrace them, but just accept them. I wanted to overcome the judgment. I no longer wanted to judge anyone because I know how devastating that is to someone and how hurtful it is. And so I went and found this little spiritualist church in Puyallup. Of course, I wasn't going to go to one church all the time. I just was never going to commit to anything again. So my daughters and I would go to different churches, but it kept coming back to the spiritualist church. And, I mean, they would talk about fairies on the pulpit, and I thought at the time that was hilarious. But I ended up joining the church because I fell in love with the people. The people there are so good. And during the time, it was really difficult because I was in the process of leaving my husband, and I didn't know at the time if I was going to be able to leave with my life because he was kind of unstable. He's not a mean man,
right.
But he's unstable. And So they have a lot of psychic mediums there, and they would give me messages. And they gave me the messages I needed to hear to give me the strength to walk away from my past and my life with my husband, the home. I left almost everything there. I was able to slowly started slowly sneaking out by kind of every day bringing stuff over to my sister's.
Uh-huh.
Just enough so he wouldn't notice. But when he found out, I didn't have a lot with me. So I basically left with clothes. And I even left the gold I had stashed away. And
my goodness.
I didn't have a bank account. I had stashed away maybe a couple thousand, which I feel really lucky. But that's, you know.
A couple thousand is a couple thousand. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but
right.
That doesn't go very far. So, and also I was used to a different lifestyle because
sure.
He was a dentist.
Right.
So that was really frightening for me. And I didn't have the support of my parents, and my sister was going through her own stuff. So I really, I don't know, I couldn't really depend on her a whole lot because she had her hands full. And then my husband kept coming around there and kind of made it so I had to leave. But I kept getting messages from spirit to the people who can connect with them that everything was going to be okay and I was making the right move. So I just kept on this new path. And it's been 3 years now, and it's getting easier.
Good, good. I really admire you for where you've come from, where you've been, and what you're doing today. I think you're a marvelous woman. And the fact that you've been through so much, I mean, I believe that, you know, we make our own lives, that we have a contract with God and our angels before we incarnate in the flesh. And I believe that your path is just wonderful. And I feel like where you are today is just outstanding and amazing. And, you know, I think it's great. The women that are going to listen to this will see that, you know what, no matter what, you just have to never give up. You have to always just keep hanging in there and follow your intuition, your gut. Just keep going and never give up. And I'm just so grateful that you were on the show today. And I'm just really, really happy to have you.
Well, thank you. You mean a lot to me too, Susie. And,
oh.
Yeah, and you know, I would just like to add that, you know, find your courage wherever you can. And, you know, just make, I think what got me through were affirmations. And for me, the affirmations were the messages I got from these people at the church. But it doesn't have to come from others. It can come anywhere where you find comfort.
Right. You're absolutely correct. Well, I think this show has been great. And we were both a little nervous, right?
Yeah, very nervous.
I think it's awesome, and we actually only just have about 10 minutes left, so I don't know if you'd like to share anything else. If not, I think we're just going to end this episode and call it a day until the next time. What do you say?
I'm on board with whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I love you so much, my dear. You're just awesome, and thanks again for being on the show, and for all of you out there that are going to be listening to this. I hope you've enjoyed it all, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye.